Well, you know, you asked about the income tax. You know, the first question I was asked on the first debate was my position on the income tax. And it wasn't very hard. It didn't take very long for me to explain that I just get rid of it. Now, there were a lot of supporters there, and there may be some in here that like the fair tax, you know, as a replacement. And I'm not a co-sponsor of that, but I'd probably vote for it if it ever came to the floor. It's not going to come up because they're not getting near that. But the taxes are symptomatic of the spending. And it's the attitude, the prevailing attitude about what the role of government ought to be. So you have to deal with, do you want a welfare state? Do you want to police the world? Do you want to police us as individuals? Then you need a lot of money. So that's the problem. But if you get rid of all those conditions, no matter which way you collected the taxes, it would be so minimal. You know, you could do it probably with an import tax or something, or a minor sales tax. But if you put the sales tax on now and you replace the income tax, I'd be terrified that they'd give us both. You know, transition. But the big thing is you've got to cut spending. That is the issue. The other point I make is spending by itself is a tax. Because we tax, you don't collect enough money on the income tax to pay the bills. And then we borrow a lot, and we're dependent on China. Isn't it amazing that we depend on China to fight our wars? We couldn't even fight it without borrowing from China. But then, we still don't have enough, and then we print the money. And that is a tax because it falls back on the inflation factor. The higher prices hurt average people a lot more than it does the Wall Streeters. Matter of fact, where the money goes first, into Wall Street or the government, they're dealing with the money when it has more value by the time it filters down, it has less value. So Wall Street does quite well. And there's so much cash out there now on Wall Street, it's going crazy. Of course, there will be a correction on that. But Goldman Sachs paid out $16 billion last year in bonuses. And that's why, that is a tax, it's a transfer of wealth from the poor. But we live a good many years in this country without an income tax. Let's look forward to the day when we won't have any.